Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we might finish the message I was sharing last week. We were looking at a verse in the book of the prophet Haggai, where the Lord says in verse 5, "Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood." And as I shared, we can apply that in today's world, or today's church experience, that the Lord wants us to build His house, not to build another church building. We've got plenty of those. If we would fill them up, wouldn't that be wonderful? But He wants us to build the body of Christ, to bring souls into His house. And he finishes that statement by saying, "And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord." Praise God. Praise the Lord for His goodness. Beloved, can we just take a moment to praise Him? Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, the way You're pouring out Your Spirit upon all flesh. You said Your sons and daughters would prophesy. There would be signs in the heavens. And Lord, we're surely seeing that. Father, we know the approach of Jesus is coming very close. No man knows the day or the hour but the Father Himself. And so, Father, we thank You that You're preparing a people to meet our God. And You are preparing those who are in the valley of decision, Lord, in the valley of decision. You're going to use Your people to reach them by word of mouth, by testimony, by radio, by television, by shortwave, in whatever way, God, the harvest shall be reaped for the glory of the name of Jesus. We thank You for it. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for His goodness, right? His power, His authority, His divine protection, His overcoming power. Beloved, that is ours. He has done, He suffered and bled and did everything He did in the full, complete work of the atonement, because He did it for us, and we just have to ask. It's ours for the asking, for the receiving. If we would be willing to pay the price and say, "Not my will, Lord, but Thy will be done." The Word declares in Haggai chapter 8, "Go up to the mountain, bring wood, build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord." Today, we need to go up to the mountain where the presence of the Lord dwells and give ourselves to Him, and through His ways and by His holy power, build the house, the body of Christ, as a habitation for our almighty and eternal God. For He will take pleasure in it, and He will be glorified in it, and He will give us the power to stand in this day of trials and temptations. He will give us, you and I, brother and sister, the power as sons and daughters of God to come forth arrayed in the whole armor of God, ready for battle, prepared as mighty warriors that shall come forth as overcomers in this day and hour. We will have the shield of faith. We will have the sword of the Spirit. We will have the helmet of salvation, having the mind of Christ, and that shield of faith shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, beloved. Jesus Christ is sounding his alarm. He's sounding an alarm in Zion. Blow the trumpet. He's calling to His people in every nation, in every kindred, in every tribe. He's calling. He's beseeching us to lay aside our jealousies and our backbiting and our envying, and to come together as one. That's what Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of John. Oh, Father, that they could be one, even as we are one. And you know what? The Holy Spirit's going to accomplish that. Jesus is going to get His prayer answered We are going to lay aside our petty differences. We're going to come together in the Spirit of God. We're going to call upon our God for deliverance in these last days, in which the kingdoms of this world will eventually, they will become the kingdoms of our God. The nations now have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And when we look at the nations of the world, we see the crises and the calamities and the catastrophes that are happening all over. But the word of the Lord declares, hear this, beloved, fear not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And this is the most beautiful thing. It says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Beloved, we've heard how many messages about the power and the miracles and the signs and the wonders that occurred in the early church, how wonderful they went about preaching the word with signs following. But beloved, the word of the Lord tells us that the glory of this latter house, the church of these end times, the latter day church, the body of Christ in the closing moments of history shall be filled with a glory greater than that of the former. I can remember as I first read that scripture about when Solomon was dedicating the temple, the priests couldn't stand to minister for the glory of the Lord. I've cried, I said, Lord, I would love to experience that one day, one time before you come, that we can so experience the power and the glory of God that we won't be able to even stand in his presence. Listen to that. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former, and in this place will I give peace. When there's no peace to the wicked, there's no peace outside the sanctuary of the living God. Beloved, there is trouble on every hand. There's turmoil in every place. Man has no answers for the terrible problems that confront mankind. No resolution. But beloved, God himself, the giving of life, he is the way maker. He is the way to eternal life and for peace and abundance in the midst of all the troubles that we are going through. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. Beloved, what beautiful promises, what matchless, superlative, divine, glorious, I can't find enough words to describe these words of the Lord of Lords. For surely he is causing us, by his Spirit, he's causing us to be fitly framed together. He's building the house for himself, where he may come and dwell and live and move in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. The unveiled Christ, beloved, stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, and the words that proceed out of his mouth, that sharp two-edged sword, the word of God, the fiery words of righteousness proceeding from his mouth as he declares the unsearchable riches of the kingdom of God. He is calling to us, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, beloved, he who is the rock, the mighty pillar, the stone on which we stand grounded, the stone which the builders rejected, he is declaring the glory of the unveiled Christ. He who hung on the cross, which was made by the hands of man, that rough, rugged cross, and he lay in a borrowed man's tomb. But what happened that glorious day of a resurrection? He came forth out of that tomb, and now he is conqueror over all, and he has in his hands the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. Oh, beloved, can you catch a glimpse of the unveiled Christ? His light outshines the sun. His magnificent person has no equal. He is altogether lovely. This same Jesus that I've been talking about, this same Jesus who is Lord of Lord and Kings of King, he's coming as our soon coming Redeemer. He is now is he being unveiled as the risen Lord of Lords. We are now catching a glimpse of Jesus as who he is. And more importantly, he is going to be revealed in us. That's, I believe, the mission God has given me to carry on. Brother Glass preached the Word of God so powerfully, and he was showing who Christ was and who he is. But beloved, he's given us that task to see Christ unveiled in us, the Lord of glory, that we will be the body of Christ, that manifested Son of God in the earth, reflecting his righteousness. And he is going to be revealed, beloved, through you, through me, through the worldwide body of Christ in this earth, made up of all people who have come to him and repented, have been born again. Oh, saints of God, great shall be the glory of this latter house, for it shall far outshine the glory of the former. For that which was made by the law, under the law, did keep the people until that which was perfect did come. And he who rent the veil of the temple in two and was unveiled as the true and only Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he brought fellowship between God and man, restoration between God and his creation. And he is pouring out his Spirit now in this hour upon all flesh, that whomsoever would receive, that whomsoever will can come. And he gives to them the power to become the sons of God. Oh, beloved, have we really grasped? Have we understood the greatness of the calling upon our lives? Beloved brother and sister, you might think of yourself as least in the body of Christ. But Jesus said, John the Baptist was greater than all, who was least in the kingdom was greater than him. And there was among men none born as John the Baptist. That's what Jesus said. Beloved, I want to stir you. I hope I have stirred you to get a greater glimpse into the calling that God has placed upon your life, upon the calling that he has given you. Arise and hear him speak to you, and he will anoint you that you can go forth, and wherever the ever place you step, the sole of your feet, you can claim it as holy ground for him. Well, praise God. I feel like I could go on for an hour, but my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. Thank you for joining me. I love you deeply. I thank you for your prayers, your financial help, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.